Hey everybody, today's show is brought to you by Casper.com. Receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/Las Culturistas.
And by WarbyParker.com. Get a free 5-day home try-on at www.warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas. 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free.
Las Culturistas is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Be sure to check out more original comedy podcasts at foreverdogpodcast.com. All right, enjoy the show.
Come on.
You guys ready for more? Woo! Let's do it.
God, what do we think of the first half so far?
I'm feeling. Yeah. I feel like the room is on fire. I mean, everyone's coming hard. The bowl is whipping out some truths.
The bowl is surprisingly effective. Like, people are succeeding flying colors with the bowl, this teak bowl that we hand carved ourselves. It's just amazing.
Yeah, this is an artifact.
I mean, you know. I just want to say, like, object permanence is, like, this weird concept, but, like, the bowl, like, embodies that.
Also, I do want to say, we've got a new catchphrase, we've got a new culture word, and it's claptrap.
Thank you, Amy Jo Jackson, for
that. I couldn't help it. My hand started writing. I was like, claptrap.
And guys, just, we've learned a bunch of things from the first half, especially that you can, I don't think so, honey, you can rail against the culture of the relationship with your own mother. Which is amazing.
Anything.
Guys.
Are you ready?
Let's do it. Let's bring on the next group. David Mazzoni.
The king of the hunks, Henry Kapersky.
Hannah Solo.
Miss Dara Katz. Come on.
And Miss Betsy Kennedy.
Come on,
Betsy. Come on.
Yes. All right.
Yes. David Mazzoni, please take the dais.
David Mazzoni, do we have a prepared bit or are we got diving into the bowl?
I have a prepared bit. I have something I need to say.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Here we go. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who say Britney Spears sucks now. I don't want to hear it. This woman raised you. Do you have any idea? This woman died for your sins. Your gay ass sins, okay? When she Googles a picture of tacos, then takes the first image that comes up on Google Image
30.
For tacos and posts that image on her Instagram and says, delicious, yum, you better fucking like it. Because she died for you, okay?
Those 15
abs
seconds.
Raised you. So when you tell me, oh, Britney, she's not the same, she's different, I say, no, bitch, go online, buy that $300 Vegas ticket and go.
5 seconds.
She's dead, bitch, and it's your fault. I don't think so, honey.
Wow. Every word of that.
Oh, and now Henry Kapersky. Give it up.
Henry Kapersky. Pre-selected. Great.
Get him, Henry.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Dancing. I hate dancing. Don't make me feel bad about the fact that I don't like to dance. If I'm at your wedding reception and I'm sitting down, don't ask me, are you okay? I'm fine. I'm eating cake. I'm talking to your older relatives. I'm having a great time, okay? You know, I like watching people dance. I love that. I saw On the Town on Broadway. My favorite part was the ballet sequence. I'm still gagged for it.
30 seconds.
I live and die for Jerome Robbins. I love him. Okay, sure, I've been on drugs and maybe have danced a little bit, but you know what? I've also been on drugs and eaten flowers, okay? So it's fine. I don't want to dance. Don't make me laugh. I'm not self-conscious. I'm not hurting inside. I'm not suppressing my natural human. I fucking hate I don't like to move my limbs. I like to listen. I like to sit down and listen to it. Okay? So fuck you, all you dancers. Fuck you for pressuring me. Okay?
Thank you. That's what? Fuck you, all you dancers!
Fuck you, if
fuck
you're a
you,
dancer,
all
fuck
you! Dancers.
You.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Hannah Solo.
Hannah Solo,
to the mic.
Here we go. Hannah, pre your bowl.
I have to speak my truth, okay?
And we're doing pre.
We're doing pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Here we go. Hannah Solos, I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
Okay, listen, I Don't Think So, Honey. Child contestants on The Voice, okay? We do not need you. Listen, if I wanted to listen to middle schoolers sing, I would Google a production of Teen Ragtime on YouTube, which I have done before. Don't even come for me, okay? Also, let the old people on The Voice, if you're going to show me a video of a 50-year-old man who lost his house in a flood and has six kids, one of which is disabled, and you're not going to turn a chair?
30.
I do not think so, honey. I do not think so, Alicia Keys. Okay? And then you want me to feel bad for the 12-year-old who's bullied for her height? I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
This girl does not need a recording contract. She needs to go back to middle school with her quaky vibrato and her dead eyes. And she needs to learn your math. I don't think so, honey. Get back to school.
Let's win.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. It's Dara Katz. Come on.
Dara Katz.
I have a huge head, and it's liberating that this fits me.
Yes. You look on fire. Are you doing pre-selected?
Is that part of my time?
No.
I don't think so, honey.
Wait, are we starting? We're starting?
Yeah, we started, bitches.
Here we go, and go.
Okay, one, don't have me come here with opinions, because I don't have a lot of them. Honey. Like, I don't know what I think of anything. I don't know, honey. Did you spray me?
Yes.
I guess that's fine. La La Land was cool.
30 seconds.
I don't know. I liked it. I liked Moonlight. Am I bad? Maybe. What do you guys think? Having opinions on everything is
15
not...
15 seconds.
Thank God. Okay. I'll just sing because I want to sing in front of an audience.
Yes.
5 seconds.
Five.
Oh, seriously? Okay. So.
That's 1 minute, Derek Katz. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. God. Oh, everyone, raise a glass to Betsy Kennedy. Bets, are we going pre-selected or are we diving in this bowl?
Well, was gonna audience soar. Should I bowl or should I my own?
Bowl!
I don't know anything political or anything pop culture.
Here we go.
Oh my God, Bets. Here, you pick it because I picked one. Do you want this one?
Is it good or bad?
Susan Boyle.
I'm picky.
There we go. There we go. Do your own.
I'm
Let's
scared.
Read it. Read it out for the class.
What is it?
Oh.
What is it?
Blake Shelton as a person. Is Blake Shelton from The Voice?
Blake yes. Shelton from The Voice as a person.
As a person, not as a vocalist or a musician.
I don't think so, honey.
It starts right, and he dates Gwen Stefani. It starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Gwen Stefani is Harajuku girl when you're not Asian. I don't think so, honey. Blake Shelton being an alcoholic drinking out of that little black cup. Yes, queen. I don't think so, honey. Blake Shelton being at home on a couch watching the TV as himself, watching The Voice. I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Me having to ever say Blake Shelton coming out of my mouth. It's rude. I don't think so, honey. People arguing at a bar about Blake Shelton about anything because he's meaningless to anyone.
15 seconds. Come on.
I don't think so, honey. Few times been around that track and not been like that.
5 seconds. Don't get the mic.
What?
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute. Wow.
Give it up for David Mizzoni, Henrika Kapersky,
Hannah Solos, Derek Katz, Betsy
and
Kenny.
Betsy Kenny herself.
Betsy, return the hat. Betsy, return the hat.
Wow, she almost jacked that hat. Are you ready for the next group?
Let's do it. Please welcome Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Yes. Please welcome Dylan Marin.
Please welcome Elise Morales.
Please welcome Monique Moses. Yes.
And finally, please welcome Patty Harrison.
Patty.
All right, Katie Ruth Ashcraft, please take the
dais. Katie Ruth, here we go. All right, Katie Ruth.
Mike, it's, oh,
it is
there
covered
it is
by the hat, that okay. Betsy.
All right. Rear bowl.
Pre-selected or the bowl?
It's going to be pre-selected for me.
Thank All you. Right,
here
and
we go.
Katie Ruth Ashcraft, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
Okay, so I'm at a restaurant with friends and family, and friends who are like family, and I've the first to finish my meal, which is gnocchi and a white sauce, and so the waiter takes my plate away, and I say, I don't think so, honey, because everyone else at my table is still eating! And I'm left sitting there, like, the entire time I wasn't eating, like, I was like, just water for me, thank you, but I wasn't like that, honey!
30 seconds.
Okay, so honey, on to chapter 2. I don't think you're gonna take my plate from me quite yet. Half of waiter is waiter. Have you ever heard of someone saying, I can't finish this, do you want to finish it for me? Well, you're not gonna hear it tonight.
15.
Because I don't have a plate anymore. Okay. And I'm going to finish it off saying, is there an international dish shortage? Why are you snatching my plate like a rig of a real housewife?
5 seconds.
If you need to buy more dishes, stop buying so many decorative air plants. They will go out of style. Plates will
that is not,
one honey.
I don't think so, honey.
Katie Ruth.
And Katie Ruth Ashcraft is going to make Dylan Marin pick the hat and the mic up.
He's
going to
reach down on the ground and pick that up, honey.
Ooh, Dylan.
Dylan, what's it gonna be, girl? I don't know.
My loves, it is pre-selected.
Okay, pre-selected.
Shut the fuck up, bowl. I planned this by thinking about it on the train.
She is prepared.
Here we go. She's prepared.
Dylan Marin.
She's prepared. I don't think so, honey. Casting Laura Dern as Shailene Woodley and Reese Witherspoon's adversary on Big Little Lies, wait, when she played their mothers in Wild and The Fault in Our Stars. I don't think so, honey. I fell in love with her in Wild, okay? I cried my fucking eyes out in The Fault in Our Stars, the book and the movie. And now I gotta watch her play fucking Renata on Big Little Lies. And I have to hear her tear Shailene Woodley a new one, and she is a struggling single mom. I don't think so.
15 seconds. Keep going.
Free Shailene.
Reese Witherspoon had to come into the hospital bed and see that her eyes were taken out. Spoiler alert, in Wild. Now I have to watch them bicker on Big Little Lies. I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute. Oh, wow.
Free Shailene. Free Shailene.
All right.
Free Shailene.
No sympathy for Shailene from me. Next up is Elise Morales.
Come on, Elise Morales.
Elise.
What are we thinking?
Prayer ball. Mike's over there on that stand to your right.
Here it is.
Over there.
I don't think so, honey, Mike.
Thank you. I'm going pre-selected.
Elise Morales, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who still care about Kim Kardashian's sex tape, let me set the scene for you. The year is 2003. Kimberly, Noelle, Kardashian, West is but a humble Paris Hilton's closet organizer with a fat ass and even fatter dreams. And you know what? You know what? She sucked Ray J's dick on camera, okay? And her life was better every goddamn day since, okay? It's true. And you know what? Any motherfucker who tells me that if they were 23 years old and
30.
Looked like Kim Kardashian, they wouldn't make a sex tape is a fucking liar. Who here is 23? Make a sex tape. Do it now. You're not getting any skinnier. You're not getting any skinnier. Get your tight little ass on camera before it's blown out by going to work and taking dick. Do it now.
Okay?
Do it. Do that shit now. Okay? When I was 23, me and my boyfriend fucked on camera. He said that's deleted, but he also said he wasn't cheating on me, so who knows? Either way, if the day that shit leaks is the day that Elise Morales has a new fucking headshot because I look amazing. Thank you.
I mean,
oh my God, I'm tickled pink.
Wow.
Come on, Monique Moses!
Monique, what's it gonna be? Pre or bowl?
Bowl!
What do we got?
She gets two minutes. If you can hear me clap once. If you can hear me clap twice. That was for some of you. Monique, you get 2 minutes.
Here we go.
And your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Donald motherfucking Trump. Bitch, I was born in Canada. I left that shit for you guys. And now you have Donald Trump as your president? Motherfucker, I left Justin motherfucking Trudeau for this shit. Donald Trump, I don't think so, honey. Your hair, your face, your body, your policies, you're whack, motherfucker, you're whack. Everybody hates your face. Everybody hates
seconds.
You. Motherfucker, I don't know much about Donald Trump. I just know if it was 40 years ago, he wouldn't sell or rent to me. So he needs to fuck off. I don't know much about Donald Trump. And oh, I don't think so. I don't think I want to know much about Donald Trump. But what I do know is that he's a terrible president and everybody hates him. Listen, I don't know much about Donald Trump, but I know this.
One minute.
I still have another minute. I don't think so, honey. You bitch, motherfucking shit, bitch ass, cunt ass, bitch shit, fuck. You fucking shit ass motherfucker. Your ass is gonna get impeached very, very soon. And you know what? I don't know how it's gonna happen. I might sneak into your house and find a way to find that you've been fucking a bunch of Russians. Or I might fucking look into your past tax history. Listen, Rachel Maddow, you my girl.
30 seconds.
We need more, bitch! But listen, Trump, I don't fucking think so, honey. Oh my God. There's so much about you that I hate. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that you're the president, motherfucker!
15 seconds!
Come on, come hard,
Mo. Come on, take it
home. Listen, take it home. I motherfucking hate motherfucking Donald Trump. And let me tell you this, I don't think so, honey. You are not any of our presidents.
5 seconds.
Here. We don't like you. And I was gonna give a scathing review to Wagamama Ramen, but instead, I wouldn't eat your noodles, Donald Trump.
That's why I made it!
Monique.
Queen Mo.
Queen Mo. And next.
And now,
Patty Harrison. Woo! Oh my God, Patty. What a vision.
Wait, I'm gonna need 2 minutes too for mine. Yeah, I don't think so, honey. Marvin the Martian. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you have a brush or a scrub on your head. So weird. You have no mouth, but you talk in that crazy voice. So dumb. You agree. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't vote for him either, but I wrote him in. Also, no discernible genitals. That sucks. He is a cartoon, and that means I cannot discern his size. I don't know why that's important to me, but it is. I should be able to know how big you are if I experience you in real life. And that, I don't know, maybe he's big, maybe he's small. Sometimes, you know, I thought Bugs Bunny was the size of a normal rabbit, but then Yosemite Sam is so small, and that's terrifying. Also, you wear a skirt that rests vertically. And also, you have no face, so there's some sort of crazy birth effect there.
Unbelievable. Give it up for this amazing group. Katie Ruth Ashcraft, Dylan Marin, Elise Morales,
Monique Moses, Patty Harrison.
Oh my God, yes. Take it.
Oh my God.
We love you. All right. And the next group is as follows. Give it up for Tessa Hirsch.
Give it up for Saji Ezra.
Come on, Mary Houlihan.
Come on, Sarah Papalardo. Mary, where's Mary?
There she is. Come on, Sarah Papalardo, where you at? She's coming, yes!
And come on, Phoebe Robinson!
Phoebe Robinson!
Okay, take the dais, Tessa Hirsch.
Come
here we
on,
go.
Tessa Hirsch! Oh my gosh, put that hat on. Here we go.
If you want to,
will
if you
be
want,
doing
you
pre-selected? Or will you be
Work
doing?
Hat.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Tessa Hirsch, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who think their babies are miracles? I literally don't think so, honey. Having a baby is the most basic thing you can do. It's Adam and Eve stuff, baby. I literally don't think so, honey. Everyone grows up. They do high school. Maybe they do more after that. And then they have babies.
30 seconds.
The most boring thing in the entire world that you could choose to do. And then you post about it on Facebook. And then when I'm sad and I ask my friends to send me pictures of their dogs, you confuse that and send me pictures of your baby? I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds, finish out.
Your baby is not a miracle.
And that's why it is
Tessa. Tessa.
And now, Sasha Ezra. Here we go, culture.
Come on, culture. Sachi Ezra, pre-selected or bull?
Oh, I'm going pre-selected.
We're going pre-selected. Sachi Ezra, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The seven fucking dwarves. Okay, we got happy. We got grumpy. We got dopey. Fine. Sneezy? Sneezy? I'm sorry, your major personality trait could be solved with a Zyrtec? I don't think so, honey. Then we got sleepy. There is a woman in a coma, and you're going to be like, I'm sleepy. I don't think so, honey. Okay, then we got doc, okay? You are a doctor.
30 seconds.
You went to dwarf medical school. Prescribe your friend some fucking shit. Grumpy antidepressants. Sleepy. A stimulant, sneezy, Zyrtec, whatever. Finally, bashful, okay? Why does your name have so many fucking consonants?
15.
What are you, the word dwarves? Jesus Christ, it's a movie for kids. Your name is hard to pronounce. How about shy? How
five seconds.
Shy? How
five about seconds. Shy?
I don't one think so, running out for 1 minute, Sachi
Ezra.
Next
oh,
up.
Oh, here she comes.
Here she comes, though. Mayor Houlihan. Here we go.
Come on, Mayor. What do we think, Mayor?
Well, you know, boys, I actually wrote a little knot.
Oh! What do we got?
Okay, Princess Diana.
Princess Diana, now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. My older sister, Kate, 10 years older than me, thank you, I'm young as hell. When we drove up to Boston, thank you, to drive her to college, thank you. It was actually super memorable because Princess Di died then. So if you turned on your TV, which we did in our hotel, you could totally see tons of footage of those paparazzis driving her into her death. And I'm like, bitch, why you gonna die right now? You know me and my family trying to check out that USS Continental, but you...
5 seconds.
But you gonna die? I don't think so, honey.
Oh my God, that's 1 minute. Welcome to the roast of Princess Diana. Oh my God. Come on, Sarah Pappalardo,
Sarah
yes!
Pappalardo! Woo! Sarah, okay. Is it gonna be pre or bull?
It's pre-selected.
Pre. Oh! Sarah Pappalardo, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so. Women's sneakers designs! I'm sorry, but it does. I don't think that my gender presentation includes walking at the mall at 6 a.m. with Suzanne and Deborah. Excuse me, do I look like
want to go for a brisk walk with my friend Dorothy? No! I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds!
Do I look like a 60-year-old nurse named Carol? No!
No!
I don't think so, honey. You know what? You know why there are no lady sneaker fiends? One, because we don't have time for that shit. And two, because all our sneakers are shitty, pastel, neon, splattered bullshit. Why?
Five seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Why do all the 15-year-old boys look cooler than me? I don't think so, honey.
Oh, no, my girl, that's 1 minute. Woo!
Wow.
And now, come on, Phoebe Robinson.
Come on, Phoebe. Don't wear the hat.
Here we
Phoebe,
go.
What's it gonna be?
I'm not gonna wear the hat. No.
Don't worry about
okay.
it.
No.
Pre or bowl?
Pre.
Here we go. Pre. Phoebe Robinson. I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Black women who wear their long, long braids and tie them up into a top knot that obstructs my view at concerts. I don't think so, honey. No, bitch. I did not pay $100 above face value for this Coldplay concert. Not see Chris Martin, bitch. Put it in a low ponytail like you going to the SAG Awards. Okay, honey.
Oh, my.
Okay, honey.
30 seconds.
I get it. Braids are beautiful. Yes, I love black girl magic. Absolutely. But I'm at a concert. I like to be able to see, bitch. I didn't pay to see you. You work in accounts payable. I don't think so, honey. I don't think
15
so.
15 seconds.
I just want to enjoy a concert in peace. I don't want to have to be worried about your bun falling over when you're shaking your head.
5 seconds.
I can't handle that. I'm not like the Department of like Housing and Architecture, honey. Get the fuck together. Wear down.
Oh, that's 1 minute, Phoebe Robinson. Give it up for this group. Tessa Hurst.
Tessa Hurst.
Sarah Papillardo, Mary Julian, Phoebe Robinson.
Yes. Wow.
Bitch, I hope that you're sitting down at this moment.
Yes.
Because I'm about to give you something. It's a little bit of an offer.
It's a little offer.
And you're going to want to take advantage of this.
Yes.
Okay? For you, the listeners of Las Culturistas, and thank you so much for listening, Casper is offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com.
$50?
You've got to take advantage of this. Yes. The Casper mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress, bitch, at a shockingly fair price, okay? Mm. It's got the right sink. It's got the right bounce because it's made up of two technologies. It's latex foam and memory foam, and they come together for it's amazing sleep. Recently, my boyfriend and Henry and I, we were looking for a new apartment, and we needed to stay with some friends. So our one friend, Patrick, let us stay with him. And he said, I have a Casper mattress. And I had heard about Casper mattress, but I had never slept on one. Let me tell you, I'm not even joking. I was out when I laid down. I couldn't wait to be laying in the bed.
You got your life. You couldn't wait to be laying in the bed.
I got my life. It's really the best mattress I've ever had. We talk about it.
And Patrick was like, this is a status symbol. Honey, I have a Casper mattress.
He was like, you want to stay at my apartment? I have a Casper mattress. So now it's now the most awarded mattress of the decade.
Give it the Oscar
for
mattresses.
Rightfully so. So I don't know what you're waiting for. You got to get one. So this is an offer for $50 off any mattress purchase. You got to go to CasperTrial.com/Las Culturistas. Again, one more time. Write it down, bitch. Don't let it pass you by. www.caspertrial.com/Las Culturistas for $50 towards any mattress purchase. I mean, that's like, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
You're stupid to not do it.
You're stupid not to.
At least look into it.
And here's what else you should look into. Warby Parker glasses, honey.
You gotta put these on your face.
Take it from me, honey. I've got a pair of Warbys at home, and I love them so much.
Gag.
We're sponsored by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is offering Las Culturistas listeners with a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses.
This
is
such a good deal.
Such a good deal. And they have a frame called Bowen, and it comes in many colors.
Oh, my God.
I love it
so
much.
Do you have the Bowen glasses?
I don't, but I should, right?
I mean, you should at least get them to try them on for 5 days for free.
Thank
and get
you.
Opinions on them.
Great
I mean,
idea. They make buying glasses online easy and risk-free because their home try-on program allows customers like you to order 5 pairs of glasses to be shipped directly to their homes, where they can try them on in the comfort of their own home and get feedback from friends, family, colleagues, enemies.
I mean, come on. Ugh. Your enemies will see you in these Warby Parkers and they'll be like, oh, damn it, they have the upper hand on me today.
And you can say,
they look good.
Yes, and you can say, eat your heart out to
your
enemies.
Yeah, and you know what? You can see your enemies for who they really are because you'll be seeing very well because you're wearing the Warby Parkers.
That's beautiful, Matt. I love it. Users can keep the frames for 5 days before sending them back for free using the prepaid return shipping labels with no obligation to purchase.
I told my mom about this deal today and she could not believe it.
She couldn't?
Like, this is obviously an amazing company.
Get Katrina to try on some glasses.
I will, I think.
I think she could slay in some frames, honey.
She does on the daily.
On the daily. Honey,
all you moms out there that listen to Las Culturistas, get yourself a pair of Warby Parkers.
And hey, once the surge in the market just goes crazy towards moms, Warby Parker will have us to thank.
Yeah.
To get your free home try-on today, go to warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas. Again, write this down, bitch. That's www.warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas for your free 5-day home try-on.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's go back to the show.
Come on.
And now get fucking ready. Get ready right now. It's Mo Fry Pasek! Here she goes.
Here she comes. Get fucking ready. It's Tim Platt.
Come on, Tim. Madame Rachel Winitsky.
And Mitra Juhari.
And here we go. Come on, Chrissy Shackelford. Yes. All right. Step up, Mo. Step up.
Take the dais.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. Mo, whatever way you
How's
want. There's
it
no right
gonna
way.
Be?
This fucking hat.
A little reference.
I'm going to fucking bowl it, bitch.
Bowl! Here we go to the bowl.
Here we go.
Dance to the bowl.
Would you like to choose yourself or would you like us to draw for you?
Please draw for me. I love fate.
Here we go.
The drawing.
Oh, okay. This is the. I just want to say before I name this.
I hate this.
All of these were responsible. The only person responsible for these names is Matt Rogers.
Savage.
Here we go. Mo Fry Pasek, I don't think so, honey, is going to be David Bowie.
Newly deceased icon David Bowie.
Oh, my God.
And your time starts now.
I don't fucking think so, honey. David motherfucking Bowie, your ass fucking likes to like, I'm sorry, I'm from space. it's like, okay, your fucking ass comes down and is like, yeah, I know how to change the fucking entire conversation about music and gender identity, but I'm not going to save you guys. You know, I'm just going to fucking peace out. I'm going to fucking die. I'm gonna fucking take January fucking 10th, 2016, and fucking peace the fuck out. Like, I'm gonna take, I don't think so, honey. Okay, like, you're like fucking Black Star fucking shit. Like, you fucking like drop
seconds.
That. Okay. And you fucking like, you drop that, and then you're like, you know what? Like, yeah, okay, bye. You know? And like, and then you grow up, you're like, I'm from London, but also I'm from everywhere. And he's like, I don't think so, honey. You're from one place, and you're one person, or you're from space. Where are you from, David Bowie? And why did you die? I don't think so, honey. Your motherfucking ass is like gorgeous and like your fucking cheekbones. Okay, like we get it. Okay?
5 seconds.
Okay. You can fucking cut diamonds on your cheekbones, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
Just 1 minute. Wow. Give it up. Have some respect.
A
that
vicious
was a tough one.
Takedown of David Bowie.
Wow.
Live at Littlefield.
Guys, give it up.
Give it up. It's
Tim Platt.
Fucking Platt. Come on, Tim.
Here we go. I just want to say one thing. Tim Platt is our only straight white male on this entire
show. The singular.
And he decided not to make a thing of it.
No.
Didn't want to make himself like seen or known. And that's admirable. For a straight white male to blend in, huge. Here we go.
Our respect.
Tim Platt.
What do we think, Tim?
Agreeable.
I already got one.
Great.
Okay, got one.
Here we go. Tim Platt's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so. When I put soy milk in my coffee and you clump up, I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to help the environment. I know soy sucks too. I know almond sucks too. But I feel like when I'm choosing soy before everything else, I'm being a good boy, making a good choice. And I deserve to feel like a good boy today and this morning. You're clumping up like I didn't choose you to be a good thing for me. But now you're fucking up my favorite morning ritual. It's my favorite 30 one.
30 seconds.
Fuck off. You know when you get that coffee and it's like a little treat, it's like a little dessert in the morning? It's because it's so cream and consistent. Consistency makes a dessert, not crumbs. Crumbs don't make a dessert. If a cake is crummy, it's a bad cake. If it's
seconds.
Consistent, that's a good dessert. So I want my coffee and dessert, and I want it healthy. And when it's soy milk, it's healthy, but it ain't consistent.
That's 1 minute.
Fuck off.
Come on, give it up.
Oh, give it up.
And now, ooh. And now.
The queen herself.
Rachel Winiski.
The queen. Oh. Rachel.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're holding a phone. I think that means pre.
It means I have to take a quick call. I have it pre-prepared, but I picked it from my own fucking random bowl this morning.
Okay. Here we go. We all have one. Rachel Winitsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
All right. I don't think so, honey. People that are like, I just don't like watch TV. What? You don't watch TV? Stop bragging about that. You sound like a fucking idiot. You think you're better than me because you don't watch TV? You're not better than me. TV is it, bitch. TV is America. If you don't watch TV, you are not a patriot. If you don't watch TV, you didn't
seconds.
Vote. Listen, I will watch TV all day, all night, until I fucking die. And then I will shoot my cremains up into space so that they can live for eternity amongst the television satellites. If you don't watch TV, guess what, bitch? We have nothing to talk about at brunch because if you don't watch TV, you do not know who Alexander Skarsgård is.
5 seconds.
You didn't see Tarzan. No one saw Tarzan. So strap in, bitch. TV is the future.
That's 1 minute. Rachel Winnett.
TV is the future.
Guys, TV is the future. You heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Mitra Juhari.
Well, pre-selected a bowl.
I'm going to do pre-selected. I made a last-minute change, and I'm feeling really confident about
here
it.
Here we go, Meech.
Mitra Juhari, I don't think so, honey. Time
a natural in hats. Okay, I don't think so, honey. Devil's advocates. Okay, like, eat my slit. Like, it's the devil. Like, why are you advocating for the devil? Like, and every single person who's like, I'm just playing devil's advocate is like all of your ex-boyfriends who like put inside of a blender world together and like assuming all the worst traits of all of them. And like,
30 seconds.
You talk about being a devil's advocate like you're in Mensa. You're a fucking idiot. Like, you're trying to reverse the way the river flows. Stop. Like, it's not interesting. It's not exciting to be a devil's
seconds.
Advocate. You're a mediocre white bitch. I hate you.
Eat my sled. 5 seconds.
If you're a devil's advocate in this room, rethink your life, rethink your choices. I implore you. I'm wearing this hat because I want you to stop doing what you're doing.
That's 1 minute. Eat her slit. Eat my slit.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
Now, Chrissy Shackelford, come on.
Chrissy.
What do we think?
What's it going to be?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And it sounds like pre.
I'm gonna do the bowl.
Oh! The bowl.
You guys choose it for me because my hands are dirty.
Chrissy?
No, come on.
I've never washed them. No.
I don't think so, honey. Julie Andrews. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Julie Andrews. What the fuck are you doing in Princess Diaries? Get out of my motherfucking movies where you don't sing, okay? Yeah, you're a good actress, but we're here for the voice. Are we not? We're here for the voice and we're here for the hair. But also, I don't think so. So, honey, Julie Andrews, let's see you with long hair. What are you hiding? Who do you think you are? You think Tyra told you you have good bone structure for short hair?
30 seconds.
I want to see you, Julie Andrews, I want to see you on America's Next Top Model being the white girl that they give a weave, and she starts crying because it hurts. That's what I want to see from you. I don't think so, honey. Julie Andrews, wear a scarf around your neck in Princess Diaries. Get that scarf around your neck, wave it in there, and give me some life on screen.
5 seconds. Five.
The hills are alive with the sound of me. I don't know.
That's one minute.
Oh, my God.
Give it up for this group. Mo Frypassing, Tim Platt, Rachel Winitsky, Mia Johari, Chrissy Shackelford.
Oh, my God. Guys. And, guys, this is our final group of the evening. Here we go. We are gagged. Give it up for Marsha Belsky.
Marsha.
Come through, Farrah Brook. Give it up for Tim Murray.
Give it up for Anna Fabrega.
Yes. And last but not least, Michael Hartney. Come on.
Come on. This is our last group.
This is it, you guys. Here we go. The pinnacle of culture. Let's go, Marsha Belsky. Come on. Grab that hat. Grab that mic. Here we go.
Here we go. Marsha Belsky, pre or bowl?
Okay. I'm going to do pre-selected.
Thank you so much. This is Marsha Belsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Freedom of speech. honey. Much like bangs and the color yellow, maybe you're not for everyone. Unfortunately. I mean, it's like this idea that everyone has, like everyone's entitled to an opinion and a voice. Why form a civilization? Agree to disagree. I don't think so, bitch.
30 seconds.
Thank you. I don't think so, honey. Tommy Loren, not on my foremother's back. Absolutely not. We did not work for you. Here are the men who will be banned. Men who make eye contact, number 1.
15 seconds.
Men who do not make eye contact, number 2. Final thought, unfortunately, I will be interfering in the arts as well. Things who do not pass the Bechdel test penalty is death. Thank you. I don't think so, honey.
Come on.
Come on. And now, Farrah Brook.
Farrah.
Here we go.
Pray.
Would you like to wear the hat? You can say no.
No.
Okay, great.
All right, no hat.
I believe in a women's right to choose.
You do.
No hat, all culture. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Guys you have a crush on that ask you to read their pilot. Or read their script. Or watch their web series. I don't think so, honey. If you have not bought me 26 dinners, I'm not going to read your 26 pages. No, thank you. Go to grad school. Hire a coach. I have
30.
Oh, my God. I'm so pissed about this. Don't fucking ask me. I have friends that have written books I haven't had time to read. I don't think so.
15.
I read your fucking pilot. I have one fucking note. Get a full-time job. Don't go to the coffee shop at 9 a.m. Go to the office.
5 seconds.
Get health care. No, your pilot about Brooklyn roommates finding their voice is not original. I don't think so.
Farrah Brook, that's 1 minute.
Take that, man.
Take that, man.
And now, Tim Murray. Bitch, tell us what's good.
I'm doing, thank you so much, I love you too.
Fans.
I have something I need to rage about, so I'm going to do pre-select.
We're doing pre. Tim Murray, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Harry Potter bullies. I've never fucking read it, and I never fucking will. Because I am almost 30, honey. I missed the boat, honey.
It's not gonna happen. Oh, he's an orphan with a scar on his face? I don't give two shits. You know who else was an orphan, honey? Annie, honey. You know who else was an orphan? Pip and Great Expectations, honey. You know who else was an orphan? The orphan in the movie The Orphan, honey. I like my witchcraft and wizardry with a strong female character at the center, ooh, honey. Give me Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Honey, give me
seconds.
Hocus Pocus, honey. Tear down Harry Potter world. Build me a practical magic world with a Sandra Bullock tilt-a-whirl.
Practical
and
magic?
And Nicole Kidman carousel. I don't think so. Wingardium Leviosa, Wingardium Levinosa.
Oh, that's 1 minute.
A Nicole Kidman carousel. You can ride her in the hours. Oh my God.
Wow.
Anna Fabrega.
Anna Fabrega.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Anna Fabrega, what's she gonna do? She's gonna wear the hat.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
No! It's like the spirit stick.
Anna. Anna, is it gonna be pre or bull?
It's gonna be pre-selected.
Oh my God,
thank
here
you
we
so
go.
Much. Here we go. Here we go, Anna Fabrega. I don't think so. Any time starts now.
I only have 60 seconds? I don't think so, honey. I need more time than that. My criticisms are too complicated to summarize in 60 seconds. I don't think so, honey. You know, I come 45 minutes here commuting to do 60 seconds? I don't think so, honey. And, you know, I could, the bull, you know, you could do something positive where people say, I think so, honey. How about
30 seconds?
How about 130 seconds, you know? Hey, I think so, honey. I'm not Twitter. I don't come here to tweet 60 seconds, 140 characters. No, I don't think so, honey. And the hat? What am I, Yankee Doodle? I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. I need more time. If you want to talk, let's talk for more than 60 seconds.
Five
and you
seconds.
Can hear what I do and don't like. A minute? I don't think so.
That's
honey.
1 minute. Get out of here, Harry. Anna Fabrega.
Anna. Wow.
And now, everyone prepare for an education from Michael Hartnett.
Michael.
I don't do a hat.
You don't do hats? He does not do the hat.
I don't do a hat.
Come on.
What do you do, pre or bull?
Pre-select.
Thank you so much, Michael Hartney.
Time starts now.
If you did that Facebook thing where you listed your favorite movies by year and for 1995, you chose The Usual Suspects.
I don't think so, honey!
That movie is a crap-ass sham, and if you like it, you are A, straight, have fun, and B, you're a chump-ass bitch who's probably getting cheated on right now, and you know what? You deserve it.
Ooh!
I do not think so, honey.
30 seconds.
Twist at the end, that's not a twist. Lies aren't twists. If at the end of Sixth Sense he was like, I don't see dead people, go home, audience, you wouldn't be like, cool twist, M. Night. If I wanted to see Kevin Spacey talk for 2 hours and just make shit up, I'd ask him about the women he's fucked.
I don't think so, honey!
That's 1 minute! Give it up for this group! Marsha Belsky, Farrah Brooke, Tim Murray, Anna Fabrega, Michael Hartney. Guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
You just heard 50, I don't think so, honeys, from
52.
52, if you count us. Wow, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. Before we end the show, we're going to draw for the raffle.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go. We're going to draw the raffle. Again,
and
here we go. Trans Life Line, thank you guys so much for putting money in.
You
will win an I Don't Think So Any Culture hat, and you must come up and wear it and have your moment.
Have your moment. Oh, yeah. If you want to give an I Don't Think So, honey, if you win this, please feel free.
Get those
tickets
out.
Guys, ticket number is 398033. Do we have a winner?
398-033.
Going once.
033.
Going twice.
Come on, guys.
And we're drawing another.
Wait, okay. hold on. Seriously, 398-033?
Someone bought it. Someone's leaving. I don't think so, honey. Okay. Matt, you want to draw another one?
All right, I'll draw another one. Sorry, 398-033 or whatever. That was what it was.
Okay.
398-074.
Oh, shit!
Sunita, you must!
Oh, you must! Come on, Sunita, you have to. You gotta go.
I don't think so, honey. Sunita Monty. Do you want to do the bowl, or do you want to?
No, I've been thinking about it whole time. Let me tell you what I
Sunita,
think.
Here we go. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. You hot motherfuckers who took yoga from my people. No! I've, like, been ashamed of myself forever. And then you get strong and say namaste at me. Who is just not been strong like I should be.
30 seconds.
30 more seconds. Take a deep breath in. Open your motherfucking third eye.
15.
And take a big fuck you.
You still have time. Come on, girl.
5 seconds. Take
and
it out.
Now let's just let that go.
And that was 1 minute.
That's 1 minute, Sunita.
Oh, my God. She won.
Oh, my God. Give it up for Sunita. Oh, my God.
And honestly,
God.
Give it up for all your comics tonight.
Great night. We're going to name them all.
Sudie Green.
Becky Shakoy.
Alex Singlet.
Blair Saki.
Christy Cielo.
Catherine Cohen.
Nicole Conlon.
Sashir Zameda.
Anna Dresden.
Mateo Lane.
John Wan.
Rachel Drowski.
Alex Song.
Kelly Quinn.
Chris Burns.
Aaron Jackson.
Amy Jo Jackson.
Ryan Leach.
Brian Foss.
Cola Scola.
Carly Ann Philbin.
Joe Firestone.
Sam Taggart.
Aparna Nancherla.
Pat Regan.
David Mazzoni.
Henry Kapersky.
Hannah Solo.
Derek Hatt.
Betsy Kenny.
Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Keep it going. Dylan Marin.
Elise Morales.
Monique Moses.
Patty Harrison.
Tessa Hirsch.
Sasha Ezra.
Mary Houlihan.
Sarah Pepillardo.
Phoebe Robinson.
Mo Fry Passett.
Tim Platt.
Rachel Winitsky.
Mitra Johari.
Christy Shackelford.
Marsha Balski.
Farrah Brooks.
Tim Murray.
Anna Fabrega.
And Michael Hartney. And Sunita Amani.
Sunita Amani.
Oh my God.
You guys, thank you so much to Forever Dog and to Littlefield. This has been so much fun. Subscribe to our podcast. Thank you guys so much. I'm Matt Rogers.
I'm Bowen Yang. Have a great night.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my God. Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit ForeverDogProductions.com.